What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
Alex Smith going to take a knee, and that will do it. The snap, the knee. Redskins win when they have to. Final score against the Green Bay Packers. It was the Redskins 31, Green Bay 17 as the Redskins win their second of the year, headed to the bye.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. This is the Day After Pod. Again, big thanks to everybody that showed up at the tailgate yesterday. We had a blast. The Christmas party is going to happen. There will be a Christmas podcast party. Details to come. Just be patient. Today, a lot of good stuff. I have my one-on-one interview with Jay Gruden. I also have interviews with Jamison Crowder, Paul Richardson, and Jonathan Allen. You get to hear all of that stuff. First, really want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You guys should ride with them. They're the best. All right, we're going to go to Gruden first. Gruden was good. I think I bugged him a little bit. You guys might get a kick out of that. But Jay is smart, and the bye week is coming. I know this sounds weird to say. It's only week four, but the bye week is coming at a good time for this team. They're juggling all these injuries on the offensive line. Trent Williams having minor surgery on his bursa sac in his knee. I actually have had surgery on my bursa sac in my elbow. It's really not that big of a deal. It's painful, and it's surgery, but big picture, it's probably a 1.5 out of 10 on the surgery scale. So that's my personal experience with it anyway. Morgan Moses, Brandon Scherff, these guys are banged up, so now's a good time. One thing that I'm interested in, though, Tony Bergstrom played well. Chase Ruhle played well. I'm not sure if even when Sean LaVau is back healthy, they don't stick with that situation. Enough from me. Let's go to Jay Gruden. Before we do it, though, new car dealer for you guys to check out this week. Oarsman Chevy Buick GMC of Alexandria. We ride with Oarsman. Y'all need to, too. Go get a Chevy. Go get a Buick. Go get a GMC. If you're an SUV guy, I'm an SUV guy. Those are kind of the best, I would say. Like, I love a Tahoe. The GMC Yukon is pretty awesome. I've even seen that Buick SUV is pretty cool. Go check those out. All right, here is Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden joining us after a big win. Going into the bye week at 2-1, how important was beating the Packers, both coming off that ugly Colts loss, and now you got 2 weeks to kind of think about how things have gone?
This is important. You know, frame of mind is kind of important. Confidence is important. And to get a big win like that against a quality football team is great on all levels. Now we have to get some rest, get away from the game for a few days, get our bodies back to being 100% healthy, and get ready for the 13-week grind.
You've had two really strong wins with a very ugly loss sandwiched in between. And I asked you last week about building consistency with your football team. Now that you're coming off a win, does that message change?
A little bit. You know, I think coming off a win, I think you have to build on what you did right, but you still have to continue to coach and make sure you correct things that weren't right. There were a lot of plays in that football game that could have cost us. That a few drop passes that we were lucky that they dropped. We had some issues up front or protections that could have cost us big time. A lot of things that are coachable, that are corrections that we got to make moving forward. So we're happy to be 2-1, but we still have a lot of work to do.
Well, and DJ Swearinger was talking about the one deep play to Allison that the Packers scored on. That's a very correctable thing between he and Josh Norman. I imagine there's a lot of those small moments you want to go back and kind of pick through. But in a big win like that, what were you most impressed by?
I think after that play, offensively, coming back and getting a touchdown to match it with 2 minutes to go in the half. You know, last year we had serious issues at the end of halves. You know, they scoring and us not scoring and giving the ball back to them at the start of the second half. It was a huge drive for us to answer that. That was my most proud moment of the game. You know, I think answering that touchdown, Vernon's long 50-yard run or catch and run, and the ability to get points after they had a big-time play.
Sure. Let's talk about the run game a little bit, too. Sean Laval out. Morgan Moses went out early. Still, Adrian Peterson piles up the yards. Offensive line with Tony Bergstrom and kind of a rearranged deck there with Chase Roullier going to guard, I thought was quite impressive. How much of that can you replicate going forward?
Well, we'll try. You know, I think when Sean comes back, we'll address the issue then. But I think they did a good job. Tony did an excellent job. I think, obviously, Trent played well. Brandon Sheriff played well despite being a little bit hobbled with his knee. There's still some things we can upgrade there, but Adrian ran hard. You know, he made some people miss in the hole and a couple big-time runs, which helped out a lot. And I think moving forward, we have to have that as a part of our game. When we're balanced like that, we're pretty darn good.
Let's clean up a little bit of the injury stuff. Trent Williams, you said bursa sac surgery on the knee, not expected to be a big deal?
No, just a minor deal. It's something that he's had for a while that we scheduled for this bye week. Today he's having it now.
Good to go for the Saints game?
Yeah.
Morgan Moses, concussion protocol, that's kind of out of everybody's hands, right?
Yeah, it is. I think he got hit and he wobbled a little bit on the field, and that's why they made him come out. But he was actually fine after, you know, in the third, fourth quarter, but they wouldn't allow him back in.
Let's talk about Brandon Sheriff a little bit, because it seems like that is a knee situation that's lingering a bit for him. What's the status there?
Well, he's just sore. You know, I think this extra week will help him out tremendously. You can see him, it was bothering him there in the second half a little bit. But still, he was able to dig down deep and make some big-time blocks in that football game. So I think moving forward, he'll be fine with this two-week recovery.
And talked about the second half. In the two big wins, the second half offense has gotten a little stagnant. Is that a play-calling thing? What's changing from...
You're going to find something negative, aren't you, to talk about a big win, aren't you? You got to talk about something negative. Well, the third quarter, we had three plays, and we were three and out. They had about a nine-minute drive to start the third quarter. We got the ball. We were three and out, unfortunately. And they held the ball again. We had about for three or four more plays in the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter came, and we had a protection mess up. And then we drove down there, kicked the field goal, and then took a knee. So we didn't have a lot of opportunities.
Well, and it's nice when you get to take a knee, I'm guessing.
Yeah, those are nice.
Well, one negative thing that was dispelled was Alex going to his receivers. How happy were you for Paul Richardson and for Alex that they were able to connect so early in that game on the big plays?
Yeah, big time. It's something we got to continue to explore. We probably would have taken more shots had we not had a big lead, you know, down the sideline. They're playing some man-to-man. We probably could have taken more shots. But as it was, we got the victory, which is the most important thing. And Adrian had a nice game. But Paul's going to make some plays. Obviously, Josh Doctor will get involved, I promise. Crowder had some big plays. Jordan Reed had some key conversions on third down. So, and Vernon, obviously. So it was good to see them all participate.
I'll let you go. And this is the opposite of negative. What do you think of the performance from your young defensive line?
They're awesome, and they're going to continue to get better and better. They're both young. Garon's 21, just turned 21 or 22, I don't know.
I think he's 21.
21, and Jonathan Allen's 22, 23. So the more they play together, they're young, they've got great energy, they fly to the football. It's fun to watch them.
Matt Ioannidis currently on pace for a 16-sack season.
Yeah, that would be something.
You dig that?
I wouldn't put it past him, but he's played well. And you know, based on our base package, he's a very good defensive end, and he can come in and spell those guys and sub.
I know that you watch film for hours and hours, and you're going to watch film on the Saints. You're going to watch probably the Panthers in advance of that game. You going to do anything fun over the bye week?
I don't know. I might try to tee it up a little bit, a little rusty, but I might try to play one round of golf if it stops raining out here.
I don't know that you'll get to.
If not, I'll just continue to come in here and be a rat, a little film rat, and watch some tape. Nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do. It's raining. Thank you very much, Coach.
All right, thanks.
3-2. All right, you heard the coach. He is going to maybe play golf over the bye week, but I think with all this rain, none of us are playing any golf. I had a round of golf set up that I don't think I'm going to get to play either. All right, it is time for our one-on-one interviews. We are going to start with Paul Richardson. Then you're going to get Jonathan Allen, who I believe had his best game as a professional on Sunday against Aaron Rodgers. And then we're going to end it with Jamison Crowder. Always, big thanks to Orsman Automotive of Virginia. Here comes Paul Richardson.
Smith under center. Tony Bergstrom takes play action fake. He's got time. He's floating it down the middle, looking for Richardson at the 10. Goes down at the 5. Caught and into the end zone for a Redskins touchdown. What a pass and catch. And Richardson went down at the 1 and rolled over into the end zone for the score.
It was only one catch, but Paul Richardson certainly made it count. Early in this game, you got deep. You made a great play on the ball for a touchdown that was very important for this team. How good did that feel to get going early?
think it felt great. I think we needed it. I think that, you know, we needed to start off strong. We need to start off fast and put points up, and I'm happy that we was able to execute early.
Is that something that you and Alex talk about, getting deep and looking for that pass? Is it something Jay Gruden tries to really encourage?
Yeah, definitely. It's been encouraged since we were brought here, man. I think that, you know, Alex wants to do it a lot, and I want to be able to be his safety valve for whenever he want to throw it up.
How was it like going the rest 58 more minutes without another catch?
It was cool, man. I was able to have fun with my teammates. I was seeing guys be successful. Crowder got in the end zone, you know what I mean? So, you know, I think that as long as we keep on working, we keep winning our individual battles, go open up stuff for the other players on offense.
So much of this offense is Adrian Peterson, and yes. What he was able to do today is so impressive. I mean, that guy's going to the Hall of Fame. Do you ever blink for a second and realize, whoa, I'm playing with Adrian Peterson?
Definitely, man. Well, I think we're real grateful to have him, man. The way he run the ball with such passion and drive and physical mentality, man, it's crazy. I think that, you know, him and CT back there is a great 1-2 punch.
I gotta ask, there was a roughing the passer call on Clay Matthews on a what looked like a good sack of Alex Smith. Now, obviously, you don't want to see Alex get sacked, and the penalty helped the team. But just big picture on that call, what'd you think about that?
Let's score. Initially, I was like, let's take a shot. We just got this big play. They huffing and puffing. They angry. They want to get physical. Okay, well, watch the ball fly in the air. But that's what I thought.
You were hoping for another six.
Go for a shot.
Fair enough. How much fun was this win for you today?
It was great, man. I think that it wouldn't feel as good if we went into a bye week, you know, 1-2, let alone off a bad loss. So I think it was good for our confidence. I think it was good for our team to show that, you know, we could play and finish a game. I think that, and there's still a lot to learn from it. We only put up 3 points in the second half, so.
Sure. Any fun plans for the bye week?
Man, rest and recover, man. My mom out here, spend some time with her.
Very cool. It's your mom's first game here, right?
First Redskins game. Baby.
She picked a good one.
Yeah, definitely.
Did the TD carry a little extra significance knowing mom was here?
She made me a good breakfast.
Very, very well done. Thank you very much, man. Enjoy some time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Hail to the Redskins.
Rodgers from the shotgun on third and long. Rodgers backpedaling. Steps up. He is hit. He is sacked. Second sack of the game for Jonathan Allen.
Jonathan, thank you. Coming out, you haven't even hit the showers yet,
yeah.
And you're coming out. We appreciate you. 2 sacks on Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about the win, but let's talk about personally for you. You just sacked Aaron Rodgers twice in one game. What's that feel like?
I mean, it feels good, but what people got to understand, when it comes to sack, it's not just one player. I mean, if my other defensive linemen don't do what they got to do, I'm not going to get a sack. If the defensive backs don't cover, he's going to get the ball out quick. So, I mean, as much as I get the credit, I got to give them a lot of the credit for the plays I was able to make tonight.
Being humble, which is very nice of you, but you made some terrific plays. But the whole D-line as a group, you had Rodgers running around. What was different this week that you guys were able to get back there than maybe last week or the week before?
I mean, we feel like you can't win games in practice, but you can definitely lose it. And last week, we feel like we lost that week in practice. We didn't have a good week of practice. So coming into this week, focus on our mental intensity was a big thing. Running to the ball and just effort. You know, we feel like if we did that, we would have the success we wanted to, and we did.
And how do you keep that going? I know it's a bye week coming up, but when you get back, you got the Saints on a Monday night. How can you recreate that same feeling?
It's consistency. It's all about consistency. So you just take it one day at a time, control what you control, and go out there and put your best foot forward.
So let's talk about this win. You got hurt your rookie year. You didn't get to experience. I know maybe that Raiders game was a big one, but it just feels different with Aaron Rodgers out there. How does this feel for you as a big part of the team now, a big part of a rebuilt defensive line?
I mean, it feels good. I mean, we definitely play as one. It's been a fun year. We're only 3 games in, so I'm looking forward to what we're able to do this year.
Anything fun planned for the bye week?
Oh, man.
Is it weird to have a bye this early?
Man, look, I control what I can control. I'm going to have fun with my wife, enjoy it, get my body right, but my mind's focused on New Orleans right now.
And what do you tell your line mate and a friend of yours, former college teammate of yours, Daron Payne, about life in the NFL? How have you seen, I mean, he had a sack today too. How have you seen his evolution as a player?
At the end of the day, it's just football. You know, we played it at the highest level in college, and when we came here, I said, man, just don't even focus on the exterior factors, first round pick, all that stuff. They're going to try to make it more than what it is. Football field is 100 yards long, 53 yards wide. Go out there and do what you've always done, and you'll be fine.
Well said. Brian Mitchell has a question for you upstairs on the party deck.
And we up here partying, Jonathan. Y'all, congratulations on a very good football game today. I noticed you all were aggressively going after Aaron Rodgers. Did you feel that knee injury was going to have him a little slower, and you really had to go ahead and force the issue with him?
Oh, I mean, 100%. We knew coming in his knee was shaking up, but for the most part, I mean, he's a future first ballot Hall of Famer. So we felt like, you know, we can get pressure in his face, try to move him off the spot. You know, we'll have the success, and I feel like we were able to do that tonight.
The shotgun, Alex Smith. Got three receivers out to the right. Fires the middle. Caught Crowder. Redskins touchdown on the slant. Jamison Crowder with the touchdown catch.
So, Jamison, I got to ask you. All last week, folks were saying that Alex Smith doesn't throw to his receivers enough. How do you feel about that?
I can't really answer that. You know, it was, I think today, you know, we did a good job of spreading it around and, you know, getting the receivers involved. You know, you got to go out there and just play. And whatever, you know, Coach Gruden calls, we got to go out there and run it. And, you know, I think, like I said, today we did a good job of spreading around. P. Rich, you know, popped us off with a touchdown. I was able to get into the box. So, you know, today was a good day.
Four catches, 40 yards for you, and the touchdown, like you said. How important is it for you guys? Unlike last week, this week you converted touchdowns instead of field goals once you got inside the 30, inside the 20.
Yeah, that was huge. You know, in this league, you can't, you know, expect to win just, you know, by kicking field goals in the red zone. You got to be able to put the ball in the end zone. So we did a good job of that. And, you know, we got a little bye week now. You know, guys can, you know, kind of, you know, lick the wounds that they have and, you know, just get ready for New Orleans.
Any fun plans for the bye week?
Nah, just, you know, recover, chill out, and, you know, get my body ready for the next team.
All right, D'Angelo Hall has a question for you upstairs on the party deck.
Jameson, what's up, man? It's D-Hall.
What's going on, D-Hall? What's good with you, OG?
Oh, chilling, man. Hey, tell me this. When you guys watch game film, man, you saw Minnesota receivers able to make plays. Were you guys just telling Alex, hey, man, give us an opportunity, throw some of those balls downfield? Or was Jay Moore reiterating, hey, man, we got to force this ball downfield some?
Yeah, I think it was Jay. You know, it was a little, you know, we didn't really, you know, tell Alex nothing, but I think it was more so Jay, you know, seeing that, you know, against their DBs, you know, we can have some opportunities downfield. And, you know, we came out early and took a shot. And like I said earlier, you know, P. Rich was able to make a big play for us. And, you know, we was able to kind of loosen up their defense a little bit. So it was I think it was more so Jay this week.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.